You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. Today I'm speaking to Maria Smit from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria, and it's about building wealth. And what Maria is going to do, good morning, Maria, by the way, what Maria is going to do is attack wealth building from another side. Because what we normally think, don't we, Maria, we think of wealth building as, you know, increasing our monthly income, getting a new job or getting a second job or something like that. But you're saying that even without that, there is a way to do it. So you're coming from a different direction.
Yes, I think we all, well, our generation definitely grew up in a time where people were either wealthy because they had a very good job where it paid very well, or people, you never thought this person in this line of work could be wealthy if you look at a teacher. But what I've seen in the past now, that you're already getting wisely, helps a lot in building your wealth. Then trying to hustle culture isn't going to cause you to become rich if you don't use your income that you have wisely.
Very well said, and very well said as well when you go to your first point, which is particularly in talking to me, by the way. Start before you feel ready. Now, if you'd have come to 25-year-old Lindsay Williams and said, you haven't got any kids, you haven't got a house, you haven't got any responsibility, you've got a load of disposable income relative to what you earn, so start saving. I would have just said to you, would you like a drink and change the subject, Maria?
Yes, so if you start early, it doesn't hurt you as much if you say you do your monthly budget and you 10% of your monthly budget you're saving. So start early, set up a debit order from your salary or from your bank account, and ensure that there is a CPI or a 10% increase every year. You're not going to feel that 10% in the first 2 or 3 years because it's going to be maybe 300, 400 Rand. But over the long term, that monthly debit order, you're going to get used to it and it's going to build over time. So it's not going to hurt as much as saying, I'm going to invest 1 million Rand now. So it's small and it doesn't hurt your pocket as much as starting when you're older.
Okay, so you start young. The next thing you do is over the years, you use what's available to you. I mean, the way that the financial, the personal finance sphere has changed over the years is enormous. And tax-free savings, for example, are one of those things. But there's others, Maria. Tell us what we should be doing, what we should be looking out for.
Yes, so a tax-free savings account is a great way to save, because all the growth in your tax-free savings account is tax-free. There are already people who just did that. It started out with 3,000, now you have 3,800 Rand that you can save monthly on there. There are people that are already a millionaire in their tax-free savings account. And I mean, the tax-free savings account started in 2014, around there. So that is one way of saving it. The other way is with your classic retirement annuities. Important with a retirement annuity is, especially for young people, are you planning to immigrate? Then that might not be the best option. Stick to a tax-free savings account. But if you say you're going to stay in South Africa for the rest of your life, then look at an RA. 27.5% of your income tax that you would have paid, you can write off. That's extra money in your pocket from the beginning.
Yes, so there are things that are continuing to be introduced, and we should watch out for them through our financial advisor, of course, and they can help you in your wealth building process. Another thing that can help you in your wealth building process is getting rid of a four-letter word in your vocabulary, and that is a debt. Debt is horrible because it's so tempting, especially when you're younger and reckless, to say, I'm earning this amount of money. And the bank says, well, why don't you get a credit card? And we can give you this limit. And you say, well, maybe a little bit more. And they say, okay, fine, let's go for this amount. And then you go to a store and they say, would you like a card? And so it goes on. And before you know it, if you're not checking every month, you're in debt, Maria.
Yes. And they make it so easy nowadays. With this weekend, we were looking at buying a bed, my husband and I, a new bed, because our bed is too small for the kids. A lot of the companies say, we'll give you this card, and if you finish paying it in 6 months, it's interest-free. But the responsibility is on you to pay it off in 6 months. Otherwise, they levy a 20% interest on that. And that's the thing. It doesn't help if you're saving monthly in a savings account where you get a 10% interest rate if you're lucky, and you're paying debt of 20% interest every month. Then you are actually just running in the same spot. So it's better finding that balance of saying, I'm going to get an emergency fund and I'm first going to fill it up before I buy things that Instagram told me to buy or that I saw in the shop and I want to have. So convenient things like a credit card or a personal loan is definitely going to cause you to take a step back from someone who's just saving every month and not having a higher lifestyle than what your income can provide.
Another four-letter word is Rand, the South African Rand, the mighty Rand. It's been doing well, relatively well, for the last 6 months or so, maybe even longer. It's taken a wobble, of course, in the last month since the war. But long-term, look at a graph. Go to your financial advisor or look it up online. Look at a graph of the performance of the South African Rand against a basket of currencies, not just the dollar, against all currencies. And you'll see that the trend, the long-term trend, is for the Rand to weaken. And I always think, Maria, that it's like a tax. It's like inflation is a tax. A weakening rand can be a tax as well.
Yes. And especially now with the last few months where the rand did good and SA equities did good, a question we get a lot is, but why don't I just invest in South Africa? Then I like sitting in front of a client and saying, okay, close your eyes. Do you see South Africa exporting technology in the next 5 years? Do you see new innovations that's going to happen in South Africa, or do you think we're just going to do the basic services that we have now? And most of the time, the answer is there isn't going to be some big technological innovation in South Africa. That's more for countries like the US, where they have built this innovation into their economies already, where it pays to do stuff like that. So it is important to have that offshore exposure so that you can also ride the wave of innovation and not just be stuck in South Africa where it's basically your commodities that'll do good if the cycle is in their favor.
Sure. So diversification is what's coming through here in that piece of advice, Maria. Consistency beats everything, you say, in your final point, point number five. And I'll just read the first paragraph, if I may. Trying to time the market, waiting for the perfect opportunity, or constantly adjusting your strategy can feel productive, but it seldom is. So what do you mean? Stick to your plan? Am I reading this right, Maria?
Yes, stick to your plan, and instead of trying to save up a lot of money in your savings account that is very quickly transferred to a bank account so that you can swipe if you go to the golf store, instead have that monthly debit order. Every month, let it go off. After a while, you get used to that debit order and doesn't hurt that much. And also sticking to your plan. Just before I had your call, we had a talk with our coronation consultant, and he had this very nice graph that said, for quality stock, for you to actually start picking the fruit, it takes about 8 years for you to get that return that you want. And nowadays, people want to see growth in the first 6 months, or they phone you and ask you to change your strategy. At the end of the day, for you to get long-term growth, you need to stick to your plan. If you chop and change the whole time, you're just going to continue buying into the highest stock that you can get, and then you're going to ride all the way down.
That 8-year quote is actually very good, because it goes straight back to the first point that we made, and that was, rather you made, and that was start early. So it's not just a little sprint, this whole personal finance business. It's a long-term race. Maria, thank you very much for helping us win that race. Maria Smith is from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.